Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax. Welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we're live at the American Century Championships in beautiful Lake Tahoe. Of course, our coverage brought to you by our friends at Sprint and American Century. Of course, our coverage as well as the tournament brought to you by American Century. Pleasure to be joined by, an icon, really, of the entertainment world.
You've lost my respect.
And a man that goes off at 2001.
Well, that's not the longest, though. Who's the longest in the field?
No, you're not the longest. By far, you're not the longest. There are three guys longer odds. There are a number of guys at the same odds as you.
Yes.
Ray Romano, I'm talking to you right now, if you didn't recognize the voice.
2001.
2001.
It really, realistically, it could be 200 million to one, right? Any guy on that second, any guy from the 20th spot on could be 200 million to one.
Doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, only the top 20 guys can win.
It's good company at 2001. Bruce McGill.
Okay.
Okay. Animal House.
Yes. Many. I don't know if I can beat him in golf. I haven't seen his game lately.
All right. Trent Green.
Trent Green, he's
NFL quarterback.
A world-class athlete.
That's right.
This is what's great about golf. It's the great equalizer.
That's right.
You know, I can compete with him here.
Jared Allen.
He could beat me in a fight.
Beast, yes.
He could beat me in a fight.
My money's on him.
But from 100 yards out, I'll go head-to-head.
Marvin Lewis and Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards, who I play with, who I'm a Jet fan. So at one time he was associated with the Jets.
When you played with him, did you play to win the game?
Did I play to win?
Did you tell him I'm playing to win the game?
Yeah, but I'm not playing against him. We're playing against the whole field.
Okay.
But I don't know if I beat him. I forget.
Okay. Al Michaels, and then the three guys longer odds, Larry the Cable Guy, Kevin Nealon, and Charles Barkley.
Yeah, well, Kevin Nealon, come on.
Guy's terrible.
No, he's great.
No, terrible golfer, great guy.
Yes, great guy.
Great guy, terrible golfer.
Okay.
Terrible golfer.
No.
Listen, you got a great movie coming out. I assume it's going to be great. I'm very excited to see it. Tell me about how you came about the idea, came to be a part of.
It was not my idea. My idea was to say yes when they asked me to do
That's
it.
That's right.
Yes, it was Kumail Nanjiani who's on Silicon Valley. He's one of the actors on Silicon Valley.
Very funny on that show.
Yeah, so he wrote this with his wife. It's about how he fell in love. True story, he fell in love with this American girl. His parents wanted him to have an arranged Pakistani marriage.
Right.
He went against his parents. Well, he didn't go against parents. He didn't tell them about this girl he's in love with. She goes into a coma.
Hence the name The Big Sick, which I don't think
And it's a comedy. Yet. It's the best comedy.
Or is it
ever.
A dramedy?
Well, there's drama in it, but it is a comedy with a coma in it, and the best one ever.
Those are the best. Those are the best.
I play one. Myself and Holly Hunter play the parents of the girl, Emily. I'll tell you one thing funny because when the real Emily showed they wrote it together. When the real Emily showed it to her parents, she told me this, that her mother said, Holly Hunter is prettier than me. But your father's better looking than Ray Romano. Well, I had that to work with.
But isn't that the reality of Hollywood today?
What's
like,
that's
everything. It's the normal-looking guy with the hot wife, right? That's every sitcom out there.
Yeah.
It's Kevin James has made a career of it, right?
Yeah, well, I did pretty good at it, too. We marry over our heads.
Yes.
Marry over our heads.
Yeah, well done.
But the movie's great. The movie's been out for 3 weeks now at a small release. It goes wide tomorrow.
Right.
And the critics have been great. It's been getting a lot of buzz, and people are responding to it. So I'm just lucky to be in it.
Is it as funny as the clip I saw? So I saw the trailer. And when you, as the father, say, I've always wanted to...
Ask him about 9/11?
Ask you about 9/11.
Yeah, that's a funny... What do they give away? I don't know what...
All right, so what the trailer I saw was you said... And I can't remember, I don't think you say you people, but it's obvious you've got there's a tension there between you and the fact that he's Pakistani.
Yes.
And you say, I've always wanted to know.
I've always wanted to ask people.
People,
about
9/11. Yeah, about
9/11. And he says, you've never talked to people about 9/11?
Right.
Yeah.
And you go, no. And he'd say something, and then he goes,
Oh, you saw this? I didn't know it went all the way.
He says, I think it's terrible. And you're like, oh, okay. And he goes, we lost 18 good men. Yeah. That was, you know.
First of all, that it's 19.
19,
and,
okay.
And I'll tell you a little fun tidbit about that. First, that's a huge laugh.
That's one of the fantastic.
That's one of the biggest laughs in the theater. And Kumail, of course, you know, he wrote that joke. But when we did it on the first take, he said we lost 13 of our best men. That's how he wrote it. And my brother, who's a New York City police officer, was on the set that day, and he called me aside and he said, "Ray, it's 19," and they had to change, make it accurate. Because
really?
My brother was right. Yes, otherwise it would have been in there wrong. Yeah.
And in a classic Hollywood fashion, he made what, 50, 80 grand for that consultant.
My brother
now, consultant.
Yeah. Please don't get that in his head. Don't get it in his head that we have to pay him, because I'll be getting a phone call.
We're talking to Ray Romano here in the program at the American Century Championships. But seriously, this movie looks fantastic. I mean, you got to be pretty fired
really,
up about it.
It's really, you know, the cool thing about this movie is he wrote it about his life. That's all. It was his story. So it wasn't supposed to have any kind of cultural message to it or anything. It's just, it would have happened the same if he was Italian, the girl was Jewish, whatever.
Right.
But in today's day and age, it does have a little weight to it, and without preaching, without being a preachy thing, it's just kind of teaching how love kind of
conquers all.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there it is.
And Judd Apatow produced it. You know, it's funny, and it's real. Yeah. I'm happy to be in it.
It looks sensational. It's getting great reviews. Everybody says it's fantastic. I can't wait to go see it. That's not the only thing you're working on, though, right? You got a TV show.
We finished filming a series called Get Shorty, based on the movie and the book Get Shorty, and it's a little darker, actually, than the movie.
Is the book better?
I didn't read the book. No, I didn't read the book. But I hear it's based more on the book, because the movie's great, but the movie has a bit of a lighter tone to it.
Okay.
This is a little more intense. This is like, it's kind of like Fargo. I don't know if you watch Fargo.
Sure.
It can be quirky and funny, but then it gets pretty dangerous when it has to. And that's what this is. I play a washed-up B-level movie producer who...
That's a stretch.
I don't know if you know who Brian Grazer is. He's a producer.
No.
He produces with Ron Howard, but he has big hair. I said, I'm going to steal that hair from him, and I use that. So I got a new hairdo going. But it's really, they pulls off this tone of being funny, but also being really dangerous, and it brings the crime world and the movie world together, which aren't far off.
Right. Some movies I've seen, I felt like I was robbed. I mean, there were times.
Yeah.
You know,
it's cutthroat. Each business is cutthroat. So
now, how many shows are there, and how long are the shows?
We did 10 episodes. It's on Epix. It's on a network called Epix, which is like HBO. I don't have it yet on DirecTV. I got to figure out a way to watch my own show. It's 10 episodes. It's on they're hour long. And it's the first season, and it's hopefully get renewed and be on for a bunch.
All right, so I'm curious because
I'm not naked in it, if anyone's worried.
Well, that'll be a disappointment for
Well, actually, there's a shot. There's a side shot. There's a side
really?
Shot.
Really?
Yeah, it's quick. It's fast.
Okay. It's good to know, which episode, so we're ready for it.
That's episode, I want to say, 7.
Okay. All right, fair enough. You've done the traditional big-time Hollywood sitcom, week in, week out, and how it works. It's changing, though. Television shows are changing in how they're done. Now it's like go in there.
Watch them all at once.
How people are consuming them. But has it changed how they're made?
Some of it is, you know.
Do you do it all at once real fast and make all the episodes?
No, I think you still got to, they have to be produced and written. And I think if you try to speed that up, you're going to hurt yourself. You know, there are some shows that sometimes they want to crank out 30 shows in 2 months,
right?
And you're sacrificing quality then, because I mean, being involved in it takes time. You can't rush the writing part of it. You can rush the viewing part of it, like they're doing.
Yeah.
Like when we did this Get Shorty, it was over 5 months that we took to film 10 episodes.
Okay.
So now, this is not one of those shows where you can stream. It's going to be every week. But those Netflix shows or whatever, where you can watch them all at once. They still they don't cheat on the production of it. You know, it still takes as long as it takes.
So it is. We're not getting an abbreviated product.
No. You're not getting like from the bin. You know, yeah. I mean, the good one, look, you can tell when you watch these shows. What I'm amazed at is there's so many shows on, and the production value is still really good. I'm like, where is this money coming from? But it's this new format. It's this, yep. The streaming, it's the Epics, it's the Netflix, it's the Hulu and the Amazon and all that. They have a lot of money.
They do. they do. And that's good for a guy like you.
Well, I mean,
they have a need for programming too.
How much money does my wife need, really? At some point, it's enough. I'm not going to do it. I was going to steal a joke from a friend of mine.
Let's hear it,
Richie. I'll give it to Richie Minervini.
Okay,
I'll give him props. He says one of my favorite jokes. He goes, "My wife's credit card got stolen." And so the credit card company called me. They wanted to cancel it. I said, no, leave it. He's spending less than she is.
I like that. Yeah. We're talking to Ray Romano here in the program. All right, so how much do you enjoy the golf? You always do such a great job on the television broadcast. The cameras love to feature it on you. You appear to have a good time.
Yeah.
But
funny. That's the trick. You do. I do have a great time, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if all the guys are like this, but I am grinding it out there. I have a smile, and I want to be friendly. I want to entertain the audience because they're not here to see me golf. But my score matters to me. Everyone. We go back to the hotel room, and my caddy, who's my best friend from New York, he's telling me how much I sucked on this and that. And yes. He once said to me, we went to the restaurant that night, and he said, I don't think you hit one good shot today. He said, that's the exact quote from my caddy, who's supposed to be positive. He said once we were waiting to hit, and there were people by the green, players on the green, and we were waiting. I said, can I hit now? And he said, he goes, oh, you can hit. No one's in the water. Yeah.
No,
but I am grinding it out there.
Yes.
And it matters, you know. But at the same time, you want to be funny for the people who are here to watch you also.
But that's pressure. I mean, and I don't
it's
think
more people, pressure to be funny.
It is. It absolutely is. It's hard to be funny all the time.
Yes, there's a lot of times where I'm standing over a putt, and I know there's a big gallery, and I have to have a swing thought and a joke thought. I got to go, okay, I'm going to keep my head down, and I'll go with the old lady and the guy, you know? Yeah.
But
I don't know the old lady and the guy. I don't know.
No, it's a classic. Yeah, it's a Yiddish
classic joke,
I think.
There.
Yeah,
you can't tell it here.
No, but 4 hours out in the sun.
Yeah, four. What are you talking about? The front nine?
Five. Yeah. Okay, 5 hours
five
out
and
the
a
sun.
Half, six, yeah.
You're not being trucked around in an air-conditioned trailer. You're walking the course, which, I mean, again, it's walking with first world problems.
At altitude.
In the sun, and it wears you out. And then to, like, every time you come to another hole, there's a big group of people. Hey, it's Ray Romano.
Yeah.
And you got to give him something to live with. So it's not like,
yeah, but like
you saw
I said,
Ray Romano
like
golfing.
I said, they're not. Yes.
He sucked.
They're not there to see. They don't care about my golf, you know.
Right.
No one's there to see me put backspin on a ball. You know? That's part of the reason they come out. So I'm willing to give them that because it's such a great thing to be a part of, you know.
Well, and you've been very successful. But do people not understand the pressure to be funny? I mean, comedy. the stand-up comedy world can be a tough. Yeah. Tough. I mean, there's a lot of pressure to it. It's not.
Well, I don't know that there's pressure, but it's not like here's a guitar, play a song.
Right.
You know, you can't just do comedy anywhere. There's a lot of times where, hey, what do you think about getting up and doing a couple of things? You know, a couple of jokes, and people don't understand. It's not right. It's not right. The focus, the atmosphere. It's just not going to work. That's the one thing that. Sometimes people don't understand that it doesn't work everywhere.
Right.
Comedy. But whatever. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But you do an incredible job of every time I see you out here with people, you are able to one a combination of you're just a genuinely I think sweet guy. You're which makes you very likable, and you're a very bright guy, which it's easy for you to find some humor quickly.
But I
you know, when I watch you on TV and I sit out here and I'm gonna fly home, you're gonna be sitting out there Saturday and Sunday and I watch you and you're still entertaining people out there. I'm like, man, that's it's work, and I don't know that everybody. It's fun work.
It's like I tell you, it might be work, but it's, you know, what's bad is when they don't invite me to come. You know, it's still fun for me also. By the way, getting a laugh from the gallery, it may be, I don't know, I want to call it work, but
it's rewarding.
Payoff, there's a payoff for me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fun for me too.
All right, the movie, it's coming out nationally. Yes. Called The Big Sick.
The Big Sick. Be careful, it's sick. I've heard it called a lot of things. It's this is the clean version, but my wife's aunt sent an email. Saw Ray's movie. I can't wait to see The Big Stink.
Yeah. I can imagine where she was going with that.
Yeah. No, she wasn't joking. She thought it was The Big Stink.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give you my final four. Four quickies. Just tell me the first thing that pops in your head.
Oh, no.
What is your favorite TV show of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah. Like, what do you got? Or that you right now?
Well, if I go back into time, Twilight Zone was one of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming. All right.
And now? Oh. I'll stick to my loyalty. Letterman.
Okay.
Dave Letterman. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that works.
He produced Everybody Loves Raymond, right?
Yes, I do.
Worldwide Pants.
So. Yes, I do.
That's the reason I'm here at all.
It's a good reason.
But that's not the reason why.
What's the biggest wager you've ever made? The casinos are here.
Really? Is my wife going to hear this?
What's your biggest bet? Probably not, unless she's coming through KC.
I'm not a big... Listen, it's all relative, right?
Not really, sometimes.
No, I'm saying if you bet $1,000, it doesn't sound like much, but if you only have $500, that's a big bet.
That's right. That's true.
It's nothing sexy. It's like $2,000 on a single wager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2,000?
Yeah.
All right, good. Makes me feel better about myself. Do you consider doing voiceover work like stealing?
No, because it goes directly to my wife. I don't get any of it. I get clean clothes and an apple every morning. And my wife gets whatever I get, my wife gets it.
And finally, does your wife appreciate being at the center of so many of your jokes?
Well, keeping in the theme, whenever she complains, I tell her to go cry on a bag of money. So she does appreciate it. By the way, thank God for her. She's had a couple that I have to work into my act. The other day... And I don't have a bit now. This is exactly what happened. She came out of the closet. She goes, that didn't come out of the closet. She came out. We were going to dinner. She goes, can I wear this? Can I wear this to dinner? And I look and I went, yeah. And she just looks at me. She goes, I don't even know why I ask you. And she walks away. I'm like, how do I win? I said, yes.
Yeah, you can't. You can't win.
Yeah.
And you figured that out. So that's impressive. Ray, thanks so much for your time. Again, the movie is called The Big Sick.
Yes.
And then the TV show is called Get Shorty.
Get Shorty.
It's on Epics.
Epics.
Which you're working on getting
into
your house.
Just find it somehow.
And when does the TV show start?
August 13.
August 13. Very good. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. You got it. Thank you.